for inviting me along today. This is a subject I wouldn't say was dear to my heart. I've got scars on my back trying to discuss it ever since I was about 15, I think, late night brawls on the issues. And suddenly it came back again as chair of the select committee. We did a report, which you all have read, Human Reproductive Technologies and the Law. It's a massive report and reflects a lot of the work that was carried out in the last government. And I can say that the issues will continue. There's going to be, not just amongst yourselves, many groups meeting to discuss, you know, what we've said, taking up some perhaps, throwing them out, but certainly chewing them over and trying to make some sense. And why should we bother? Why not, like many of my colleagues say, don't stir it up, forget about it? I must say that when I said at the committee as chair, why don't we discuss the Abortion Act of 1967? Well, that really caused a bit of a problem. But on the basis of that, and our very, very minimum look at that issue, we found that other groups began to think too, how is the new scientific and technological evidence reflecting on the Act now? Because as somebody who's been involved in many changes over the last 6 or 7 years in Parliament and so on, from stem cells right through to NICE and assessing drugs in the health service and so on, and the availability of them and the problems, I think I've seen that science and technology moves way ahead, much faster moving, and the discovery is much faster than politicians can keep up to date with the regulations. And I never ever know why the minister came to me when they heard that we were doing this and said, gosh, good, you can take all the brickbats and the criticism and we'll pick up the problems afterwards and so on. And of course they're breathing down your neck telling you the kind of things they want to hear and so on. So there is a movement going on of which you are a major part. And you must really get involved in that, I think, to ensure that we don't do silly things, because we do silly things often. We pass regulations and legislation, which, you know, quite often is to meet a political short-term end rather than reflect on the longer-term issues and the problems that there might have been. Now, I can't go through every issue we've taken up there, but gosh, there were many issues. Let's see if I can get back on this. Could somebody sort of give me a hand? I don't want to put it on another one. There are. Okay. Right. There are regulatory principles involved in this whole area, and one of the first ones was regulatory principles. We had some very long discussions, and I might say on our inquiry, we did 12 evidence-taking sessions. We went to the Vatican, we went to Sweden, we did an email consultation with the public and so on, which was the first time it had ever been done in Parliament to set the thing off. So we got a lot of views, and of course people peppered us with those views in written evidence and so on. But we needed to establish, first of all, what legislation and regulation was actually trying to achieve in this field. Was it providing legal protection for the embryo? Was that the motivation? Or was it trying to provide some regulation of assisted reproduction? Or indeed, was it trying to do both? It was very confused where the legislation had come from, what it was still trying to do. Now, our argument was, and this was very contentious, the committee split on non-party lines, as Nigel has said, and there were votes on various issues and so on, but the committee came out to say we don't need a regulator to protect the embryo. If the law says you can't clone an embryo, for example, then you don't do it, or Her Majesty's government send in the police and so on. There are regulations there already. Now, people, of course, don't agree with that. They don't think it goes by that. But that was our conclusion, our majority conclusion anyway. Regulating IVF, of course, was different. You will know, as Nigel has indicated, it's part of the way of life now. If you remember the Pew Law when it was first initiated in this country, it has become now part and parcel